Thanks for listening to this podcast of Trending with Timory from the Relevant Radio app. Anything you share in terms of episodes, whether it's texting it to a friend, posting on social media, helps to build up the kingdom for God, to help confront the challenging issues we face as a culture, but with joy, with hope, and with an eternal perspective where our faith collides with everyday life, bringing eternal principles to help us live our life joyfully. I cannot believe it. 2024 is almost here and Christmas is almost here. I'm so excited, especially because I have girls who one is an Advent baby, the other one is just after Christmas. And so the joy of the season continues to grow now that we have Christmas and kids at Christmas time. My daughter keeps asking my mom to watch, and we don't really watch much like content in terms of movies and shows. And she keeps asking for Christmas movies. It's really cute. It's as if she knows it's her season. But my favorite liturgical season of the year is Advent. And this became so about, 12 years or so ago when I went on an Advent retreat for the first time. Since then, I've made an Advent retreat almost every single year except for the last couple with the girls. But it really opened my eyes to what the Advent season is, how it's a season of preparation for Christ, how we're meant to go out into the desert and prepare the way of the Lord with, for example, companions such as John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Lord, with Our Lady, who waited in anticipation of the coming of her son, Jesus Christ, with Saint Joseph, who was preparing the way for his son to enter into this world. It's a very special season. Now, my eyes were also open when I learned that there's a reason why those penitential colors and the purple are a part of the Advent season. The decoration's supposed to be sparse. It's supposed to direct us of purging our lives of sin, preparing ourselves through penance and prayer for the coming of Jesus Christ. And so I'm hoping that this could be an excellent Advent for you. Now, just like with Lent, I like to start preparing a few weeks ahead of time. And for me too, I'm still, you know, newer married, newer to having kids. And so we're starting to figure out what those traditions look like in our home, what Catholic things there are that we can incorporate, what I grew up with in my home. We grew up with things such as Advent wreaths and having often an Advent calendar. So my hope is that you'll spend the next couple of weeks preparing for what you want your Advent to look like. So here are some of my thoughts I want to encourage you. Remember that it's a season of preparation for Christ, purging your life of sin, engaging in some type of penance, and making your prayer life more robust than it already is. One of my favorite ways to do so is I love to have some sort of devotional or book during Advent. Now, my favorite, hands down, that I'm returning to yet again this year is the Incarnation, Birth, and Infancy of Jesus Christ. I'm posting a link on social media as well as in episode notes for today's show. That is written by one of my favorites, St. Alphonsus Liguori. Now, this is great. It actually is for the season of both Advent and the octave of Christmas, and it's wonderful. However, and it's deep. It's a good, I will just put it this way. I was expecting something soft, but St. Alphonsus Liguori never delivers something soft. It was a good kick in the pants, to say the least. Now, if you've never read Preparation for Death, I highly recommend that as another great Advent devotional as well. It really has this whole theme of what the saints have embraced before us. We spoke of it just a couple weeks ago at the beginning of the month with All Saints Day and All Souls Day, and that is memento mori. Remember your death. Remember to die. And so those are a couple great resources I'll post in the episode notes. If you've not walked through either of those are great Advent companions. So that's what helps me with kind of keeping my prayer life in order, my penance in order, working to purge sin out of my life to prepare the way for Christ. And I'll have some other book recommendations in the coming days. There are some great resources that I will be giving your way this week so that you can order everything in time. So to add on, though, to that Advent preparation, having an Advent wreath, I think, is a great thing to have on the dinner table. Even if you're not the best at always lighting it, it's just one thing that's in the central part of your home that you probably spend a good majority of your time passing through the kitchen and the dining room, is to have that Advent wreath as a reminder of the Advent season, to look upon those Advent candles, seeing the symbolism of charity, of hope, of peace, and of love as a reminder to draw virtue into your life, to pray for virtue as part of the preparation for Christ. And now during the Advent season here on Trending, one of my favorite things to do is to actually talk about what each and every single one of those Advent candles represent and how that can be greater inspiration during our Advent season for bringing virtue into our home. So get your Advent wreath. You need a lot of Advent candles if you light them at all the meals. I think I bought a huge box on Catholic Company a few years ago that I'm still working my way through. The other thing is an Advent calendar. This is something I found a little bit more fun with kids, is there's some great Advent calendars. Ignatius Press has some great ones. I'll be recommending those in the coming days as well. So keep an eye out on the show page, Trending with Tim Murray. Be sure to subscribe because we will be making further recommendations for Advent. I think also a nativity scene. So I'm finding this is especially important with little kids of, where's Jesus? Not having Jesus in the nativity scene yet. Although if you're in my house, my daughter stole Jesus from the nativity scene this last year. And so our nativity scene that's outside is still outside because she loves to go and put baby Jesus in the cradle. And she goes and hugs Mama Mary and talks to Saint Joseph. Sometimes she'll even insist that we go out and tell them goodnight outside before we go to bed. It's very precious. But nativity scene inside is one of the new additions I'll be making to my home as well, because I haven't had an indoor nativity scene yet, although I have some neat little artwork that is a small nativity as well. I guess I hadn't thought of that, but I'm actually going to have some recommendations for nativity scenes for kids. I've been looking for something that's wooden because I want something that's not breakable, although I adore my mom's Fontanini nativity set that we've been slowly, my siblings and I, building up one piece at a time. They're gorgeous. You can pick them out in all sorts of sizes. But I want to encourage you to be thoughtful in preparation for Advent. One of the ways I'll throw some recommendations out there includes how you start working on your Christmas tree. Now, I love getting my Christmas tree right after Thanksgiving, but I think there are some great ways that I've enjoyed the last couple of years of phasing into both Advent and the Christmas season with how we've done our Christmas tree that's really beautiful, tasteful, but also fun. Advent is the season to prepare for the coming of Christ. They're great meditations and people to journey through Advent with, from the Blessed Virgin Mary and her preparation for the birth of Christ, along with Saint Joseph, to John the Baptist, who is the last prophet of the Old Testament, even though he's in the New Testament, who prepares the way of the Lord. He goes out into the desert to prepare the way, detaching from everything. And that's what we're called to enter into during the Advent season. I know there's so much to be excited about during Advent. Both of my daughters hug Christmas Day when it comes to birthdays. And so it provides even additional excitement and celebration. But Advent has truly become my favorite liturgical season. And it's because it's like Lent, but it's different. And then it's preparing for the coming of Christ at Christmas. It's preparing for the coming of Christ at our judgment, at the end of time. And we'll dive into more of that and have Advent content and meditations and fun things to do every day of Advent here on Trending. So I hope you'll join me during this special season here on Relevant Radio on Trending. But before we do that, we need to get ready. And there are some really neat things I want to share with you that you can do and bring into your home. And I found that I'm kind of combining some of the secular things and taking a religious twist on it. So I'll share some of the things that my producer, Miranda Seniceros, has recently joined me in coming together with a bunch of different ideas. So a first fun thing, and again, some are for if you have kids, some are not. It's a little bit of everything peppered in there. So the first is Mary on the Mantle. I've never done this, but it's very similar to Elf on the Shelf concept, where Mary is moved around your house as she prepares for her new baby, and Mary delivers a small act of kindness that can be performed that day. Now, I don't have a Mary on the Mantle, but I'm posting a link to Be a Heart, which has a great Mary on the Mantle guide, along with you can order the book that goes through the Mary on the Mantle program. Someone, an aunt, bought Elf on the Shelf for us a few years ago. And so our Elf on the Shelf, just giving some tips here, arrives on St. Nicholas's feast day, as we do a little bit of a St. Nicholas feast day preparation. I'll give you some ideas for that soon, because it's already time to prepare for St. Nicholas feast day. But Our Elf on the Shelf arrived on St. Nicholas' feast day last year and was sent by St. Nicholas and God to help watch to make sure these little kids behaved ahead of Christmas and to be very good. And we talk about everything from the preparation of Jesus coming and why we're good and the significance of Christmas. So I take my Catholic spin onto some of the fun secular things that prepare the way for Christmas. Another great idea out there is the Nativity Trail from Catholic Sprouts. The Nativity Trail is an adventure study for parents, and so it helps you journey through the season with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem. I'll post a link to that Nativity Trail. It's downloadable and available online. One thing that I saw done quite a bit when I was a kid in some of our family friends' homes was the manger, where you put a piece of straw in the manger for each deed or act of kindness and service that you do. And building up to Christmas, you've created, hopefully, a soft bed for baby Jesus for when you lie baby Jesus in the manger. So I still need to get a nice manger set for underneath my tree. That's on the goals list. I feel like there's so much to gather when it comes to Christmas decorations, and I'm making my way there. But I think this is a great one. I've seen it done in other homes. We're posting a link to the Giving Manger. You can make your own, but there are also sets you can pick up as well. And it's great, again, for kids, but also for yourself as well. At the end of the day, it would be a great examination of conscience of, did I do a good deed today? Have I, maybe during Advent, one of the things you can work on is practicing the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Do you know what those are? Maybe you take one each day, and if you do indeed do it, that symbol of putting the straw in the manger in preparation for Christ can be a symbol for you, even as an adult. I might try that this year. We'll see if I get around to picking up a giving manger this year. Something that I've incorporated into our house, and I've shared with you a little bit about this, and I'll share more as we get into Advent or preparing further, is the Christmas tree. This has been a big phase in for me as we started to pick up our Christmas tree around St. Nicholas's feast day and put lights on it, and then on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th, I love to decorate my tree with white roses. And so the white roses we put up on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception as a symbolism of Our Lady who's immaculately conceived. And it was actually really neat because kids get this. I happened to have my nieces and nephews over last year on this feast day, and I looked at them and I said, "Do you know why we're putting these white roses in the tree?" And they go to a good Catholic school, and they said, "Because of Mary's purity and her Immaculate Conception." It warmed my heart, and I thought, wow, this is great. This is a really great symbolism for, again, phasing into that tree, not throwing all the Christmas decorations up at once, if that's what you choose, because I'm all about a Christmas tree, but some things that you can incorporate in if maybe, like me, you're trying to phase into that season of Christmas and make some tradition and events along the way. So with that comes the Jesse tree. And if you're not familiar with the Jesse tree, I'm going to link to a great book from Sophia Press Institute, where they actually have, this is what I meditated on last season, was it was meditations on symbols for the Jesse tree. And I make up my own ornaments. Some people create a separate Jesse tree, but what it is it's going back to the lineage of the Davidic kingdom, which is the lineage of Jesus. And the Jesse tree is a tree that goes all the way back through salvation history. And you are taking symbols from the Old and the New Testament, and you're creating ornaments that can go on your tree. Now, I'm picky. I like really beautiful ornaments. My mom always had a gorgeous tree growing up. And so I've started to collect things that as my kids get older, we can use as symbols. So I have a really neat hand-blown whale that is an ornament for my tree. It's very beautiful. And that'll be a great way to share the story of Jonah and the whale. And we could put that ornament up one day during Advent. I have a crown that symbolizes the Davidic kingdom and the kingship of Christ. So that's another ornament for another day. So I'm slowly picking up these pieces that I'm making up from symbols, but also from ideas I've received from the Jesse Tree books as well. And you can make a Jesse Tree. There are great cutouts available online to make your own ornaments if you want to do a little ornament tree with your kids as well. There's a lot to play with here, and that's part of what I love. I've also loved the last few years an Ignatius Nativity Advent Calendar. They have a great Nativity Advent Calendar with Cabrillo, the little lamb who follows Joseph and Mary along the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. That's really cute. We'll be taking that out again this year. Also, there's a new Advent Nativity calendar from Ignatius as well that we'll post links to on social media as those come available. Another great idea that Miranda came up with, my producer here, she said the letters to Jesus. I'd never heard of this one. And you don't need to buy anything for this one. Again, a lot of this is creative. You can come up with it around your house. And that is letters to Jesus where members of all ages of family can write their thoughts, prayers, and greetings to the Christ child in preparation for his birth. And you can put that somewhere near the manger, under the Christmas tree, and you can share them on Christmas Day, or you can give them to baby Jesus at the manger. So there are a lot of great things for resources that you can incorporate into your house, whether you have kids or don't. It's a joy-filled season, and we can incorporate preparation for Jesus into our Advent season with decorations and fun activities.